Going on in this topsy-turvy market. I'm pleased to welcome back to Business for Breakfast the chief market economist at Spartan Capital. Peter Cardillo rejoins us here on the show. Good morning, Peter. Merry Christmas and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
So let me jump in and just ask you for your overall sense. I mean, this is not a Santa Claus rally that we're experiencing right now, is it?
No, it's not. And unfortunately, you know, I thought we would have some sort of an end-year rally, but after Friday's close, obviously, with the indices falling into correction territory again, I think that all but shatters the hopes of any year-end rally at this time. You know, there are a lot of uncertainties out there, uncertainties of a looming government shutdown, uncertainties over the trade talks. Of course, you know, we've made some nice progress there. There is a 90-day truce, and China has also indicated that they're going to eliminate for lower the car tariff. So there is progress, but in essence, some substance has yet to be announced, and I think that that's a worry for the market. You know, the Federal Reserve meeting this weekend, I really don't think that that's a worry for investors. I think that's already discounted in the marketplace. But certainly, you know, the president's political problems seem to be increasing on a daily basis. Now, I know that that's not, you know, necessarily a main factor at this time, but I believe it's a hidden factor and one more worry for investors. And so we're in this midst of a worry situation, and that creates uncertainties, and certainly uncertainties are the worst medicine that the market can deal with. And so it's a question of when do we get a relief in some of these climbing uncertainties.
Well, let's talk about the Fed and your thoughts on that for a moment. You just said you think it's priced in terms of at least this current rate hike. I agree with you. I think that's the case, although you have President Trump this morning saying that it's incredible that the Fed is considering hiking these rates again. And when it comes to some other folks that are saying we should put the brakes now and the Fed shouldn't be moving forward, There's some negative consequences that could come from that, and that, as other guests have pointed out, if the Fed were to not move forward with the rate hike this week, that would actually be more of a red flag than the already priced in expectation to move forward with the rate hike. But what is your sense for the notion of down the road in 2019 and the prospect of the Fed doing maybe at this point one or two? I would think they wouldn't go above that.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I am in the camp that believes that if the Fed were not to raise rates this week, that would be really a red flag, because then investors were saying, wait, this economy is maybe sinking further than we expect it to, and that would not be good news for the stock market. So the fact that we are approaching, or perhaps, you know, now with growth beginning to decline, maybe we might be just at that normality level, and so that's why I said that I say that's not really a problem for the stock market. But what can happen on Friday? On Wednesday, sorry. Two things. One, we are expecting a dovish communique with a strong signal that the Fed is going to pause, and they may pause for the first half of the year. I'm leaning more in the first quarter, but, you know, that doesn't exclude the fact that maybe they will raise at least two more times in the latter part of the new year. It all depends on the trade agreement. if a trade agreement is worked out within the next 3 months or so, then I think, you know, the Fed will probably raise next year. Maybe not three or four times, but certainly two times, because I think then the economy has a good chance of regaining strength and probably grow somewhere between 3 and 3.25%. If I'm wrong about that, then the chances of recession in 2020 are probably close to maybe 75 to 85%. And so, you know, it's all a question of growth. And another factor that I'd like to point out is that, you know, in a couple of weeks, and what, maybe 30, 35 days, we'll be looking at earnings. I don't expect them to be much impacted this time around, but certainly we're going to see weakening earnings growth. And so that's another factor that I think is partially responsible for this decline.
Again, Peter Cardillo with Spartan Capital is our guest here on Business for Breakfast. So what you're saying, just as a synopsis, is that Fed is going to be sort of data and circumstance dependent in that if the trade war is resolved in the next, you know, 3 or 4 months, then they'll feel more confident that the economy is going to be marching ahead positively and it'll be in position for the Fed to raise rates. If they don't see resolution in the trade crisis, then what you will see is the Fed hold up likely on further interest rate hikes, because the economic impact of that would basically exacerbate any negative downfall of a continuing trade war, which could lead to recession, you're saying.
Exactly, and I think we're going to see a clear sign of that in the communique, and I think that Mr. Powell at his press conference is going to indicate that in a very strong way.
I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, so I very appreciate the points. I do want to ask you, though, the other thing that was coming up on Friday in the news was this notion particularly of global growth being hurt, especially because the data coming out of China's economy shows that they are weakened. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to capitulate anytime soon to U.S. demands necessarily. We'll see how the things proceed moving forward with the negotiations. But nevertheless, there's concern that because China's unwilling to back down at this point, that they are only making minor concessions that, let's be honest, they were going to make earlier this year. There comes a point here where the world begins to wonder how much of an impact negatively will this have on our economies. We're already seeing Europe slowing, for example, emerging market economies slowing. That seemed to be a big concern on Friday, in addition to the different U.S. things that you were talking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, let me just say this. The president of China is not up for re-election. He doesn't have to worry about that. So, you know, they can fight and fight and fight and until they put the global economy on its knees. And, you know, we're seeing the effects of tariffs, okay? The economy has weakened. Our economy has weakened. There's no question about that. Europe is got some real serious problems, you know. You have Italy fighting a deficit and fighting the EU. You have a slowdown in Germany. You have France that has social unrest, and that's going to obviously impact the economy as well. And so there's a clear trend that the global economy is beginning to has weakened and could weaken further. And so, again, I think a lot of this is partially due to the tariff situation. You know, when I was on your program, I guess about a year ago, and we finally embarked on a full-scale trade war, or at least we were going that way, I said, you know, trade wars are not easy they're not an easy win. Unfortunately, Mr. Trump thinks that they are, and I think he's realizing now that they're not an easy win.
Right.
And when you're dealing with countries that, whether or not their economy sinks, is not their major concern, that's even more of a problem.
Well,
I think that's the main issue here.
Sure.
We need to resolve this trade war, and it has to be done. Now, again, we've made some nice progress, and I admit to that, but again, that's not the real substance, I think.
Sure. No, I wholeheartedly agree with you there. I just want to ask you real quickly, because I know we got to let you go, Peter Cardillo, but in terms of bond yields, the 10-year yield down just ever so slightly, as well as the 2-year yield, the 10-year's at 2.886%, the 2-year yield at 2.727%. How likely do you think we are to see the yield curve invert, where the 2-year overtakes the 10-year?
I don't think that's an imminent problem right now, but it certainly looks as though we're headed towards that inversion. If that happens, then you can rest assured that maybe a recession might be forthcoming earlier than what I indicated moments ago. The weakness, the path to an inverting yield curve is a signal of economic weakness, that is, economic growth weakening, and it generally means recession around the corner. I don't think it's going to happen right away, and it also includes, obviously, this wall of worries that we spoke about. So we have to keep a close eye on that, and, certainly that inversion is a scary thought for investors, and that's why we're part of the reason why we have this sloppy market.
Hmm. Peter Cardillo with Spartan Capital, chief market economist there. Always great to get your insights. Thanks for joining us this morning on Business for Breakfast, and Merry Christmas.
My pleasure.